welcome back to the Light Point Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. This past Sunday, coming off of the phrase, Hallowed Be Your Name, and I really appreciate the direction that our writing team took within the devotional content. You can always find that devotional within the notes icon, select that notes icon in the Life Point Ohio app, and you can see the full written devotional content. But they brought up a passage from 2 Samuel, and the time in which David desired to build the temple for God, a place where the ark could dwell. And so I'll read just a moment here from the devotional. After David had built and settled into his house, he felt that God's ark should be settled as well, not living inside a tent, as he told Nathan the prophet. And David wanted to honor God and his ark and set it apart in its own house. I appreciated this in connection with this desire to hallow and this command and this prayer to hallow God's name, which is really all of who God is, to honor, to revere, to esteem who God is. I think one of the ways in which we first try to do that is by doing things for God. I was listening to a devotional this week with my family from Shane and Shane, the musical artists, and provided an illustration. One of the Shanes said, hey, let's imagine you have a friend who is a chef. And what is the best way you honor, you give sort of praise in a non-idolatrous way, but what is the best way you honor that friend who's a chef? And you know, the natural answer is you tell them, wow, this food is incredible. I love this meal. This meal's amazing. Thank you so much for this meal. You enjoy the meal. What's the best way you honor a friend who's an author? You tell her, this book changed my life. I've given this book to all of my friends. This book's amazing. What's the best way you honor a composer? You listen to their music and you say, wow, this music is so moving. There's so much depth and meaning. This music's incredible. What you don't do for your chef friend, for your author friend, for your composer friend, is you don't go write a book for your author friend and say, I just wanted to honor you, so I wrote a book. You don't go to your chef friend and say, well, I cooked you a meal. You don't go to your composer friend and say, well, I wrote a song. Does that honor you? That might be a shared point of connection, but it doesn't really honor who that person is. It doesn't really encourage that person. It's just sort of a like, oh, cool, well, that's great. And maybe you can talk through that. But I think something similar can happen as we hallow, as we honor God's name. We think, well, I'm going to do something for God then. And hear me say, doing things in response to what God has done is an absolutely right and appropriate application. We should be living out the faith within. However, we need to be careful to not say, okay, I'm just going to make sure I'm doing all the right things. We can do all the right things. We can be so active for God, and yet our hearts can be far from Him. Jesus says in the New Testament, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far, far from me. We can abstain from activities. We can flee from sin, and yet our hearts could still be far from God. And so how do we honor? How do we hallow God's name? We worship Him for who He is. And in response to the worship of who He is, we then live transformed, different lives. Where we ended up landing on Sunday was in Hebrews chapter 12. And the author says, fix our eyes then on the author and the perfecter of our faith, who of course is Jesus. We didn't work for our salvation. Jesus is the author of it. We don't in and of our own power perfect our faith. It is the Holy Spirit of God working within us as a means. It is the Lord working in us as a means of making us more and more like Him. And so in this, my hope is to encourage us not to say, well, then I just got to do more for God. Maybe, but first you need to adore more of God, worship more of God, praise more of God. As the author, pastor, theologian John Piper says, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. He's not most glorified through us when we're doing X, Y, Z. He's most glorified in us, when we're satisfied in Him. And yes, then through those things that we do in response to our satisfaction in Him, of course He is glorified. But it has to start with a satisfaction in Him. I want to say thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. I want to pray for us before we go, and give you some space to pray toward the end as well. Father, help us to hallow your name in the sense that we are in just awe, appreciation, that we honor who you are, that we revere who you are, that we are satisfied with who you are. And in response to that deep reverence, satisfaction, who you are, we would live differently. First, we would love you more fully. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.